On Tuesday, the EPA threw out proposed restrictions that could have put a stop to the Pebble Mine project. With a potential hurdle out of the way, shares in the company that owns Pebble saw a boost. KDLG's Alex Hager has more.
If you were watching the stock market on Tuesday, you would have noticed a big jump for the symbol NAK. That's Northern Dynasty Minerals, the company responsible for the Pebble Mine project. And the price of their shares grew more than 60% in one day. The surge came on the heels of news that the Environmental Protection Agency withdrew proposed restrictions on the mining project. As the Pebble project has been caught up in controversy for years, the value of the company's shares has stayed low and hasn't seen a boost of this magnitude in over 2 years. Northern Dynasty CEO Ron Thiessen says the stock movement reflects investor optimism that the project is on the right course.
You saw it in the market. Our shareholders felt this was a major impediment, and clearing it was a major milestone.
Not everyone shares that positive outlook. Norm Van Vactor, president of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, thinks Tuesday's movement on the markets was just a knee-jerk reaction to the day's headlines, and he still sees plenty of significant obstacles to the mine's development.
At the end of the day, again, I have a high degree of confidence that science and reason will prevail. Certainly not where I would be putting my retirement funds, or even my play money if I had any.
KDLG reached out to a number of different stock analysts for this story, but they all declined to comment. Northern Dynasty shares haven't seen much action amid fears that the project would get halted by environmental regulations, but Thiessen says certain worries about the mine's impact on Bristol Bay are unfounded.
People shouldn't have been scared away, and our share price shouldn't have been depressed because people don't tell the truth about the impact of the potential impact of this project on the fishery.
Again, Van Vactor disagrees. He's holding out hope that the permitting process will take scientific findings into account and keep the project from getting too far.
This is another bump in the road. We've seen a lot of them before, and we'll see more in the future. But at the end of the day, I'm again, very optimistic that science and truth will prevail.
Northern Dynasty stock was hovering around 80 cents a share as of Wednesday afternoon. The next major step in the permitting process comes in early 2020 when the Army Corps of Engineers expects to release its final environmental review. In Dillingham, I'm Alex Hager.